I love you so much. Don't ever leave me. I won't let you leave.
Yeah. Gang, 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 bang, 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 slang, 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 ay, chain, gang, gang, ay. None of that makes sense, but I just said it because I'm lit, ay. Shoot my shot like Columbine, my Columbine, yo, bitch, ay. Fell in love with dollar mine like dollar signs and trips. I'm on a dollar grind like tricks, watch momentum climb like tricks. I'm on a different story, might get the glory like Rick and Morty. My trip is shorty, tight sex, roll sticky for me. Might flex and go get the sporty, tight stretch on my bed rest. Cause she ride a nigga like she whipped the foreign. Probably split, can't kiss good morning. Problems I can't spend it forming. Chip on shoulder, dip the sauce. Only staying if she golden. Pussy where I kiss the boss. Drive slow on my crystal ball. Yo, butterfly go coincide. My shutter time show growing lost. High since six, I'm dozing off. She pop pill, play zone loft. Hiking AM, rolling rock. We fall down like bowling ball. Threesome speak, get ho involved. Beat that box like stolen off.
I've been going off, I've been zoning off. Y'all been showing off, y'all been going off. I've been flowing off, I've been chosen. Y'all see that funk it off. Y'all been throwing off.
Cleopatra, Austin Powers, 64, 00, GoldenEye, my control. First I blow this Charizard, then you make me Blastoise. Now we ride the wave for travels, you on my surfboard. I tie my shoes, but still trip on you. Well, of course, Nebula, go fishing for my inner cars, my solar dust. Nights like this, I roll it up. She fall through, we feel a buzz. Balloons in this room, I feel the moon. We ride out, yo, check a pass. Was the last life, my chessboard ain't black and white. I fell in love, my appetite might tear you up like fish fry. On Sunday at my mama house, off Rock Quarry on Savannah Drive. That was 99, got 99 problems, 99 common star. If I gave you my all, would you always be mine? I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. When I'm sober, my thoughts might just fortify my eyes. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. If I gave you my all, would you always be mine? When I'm sober, my thoughts might just fortify my eyes. If I gave you my all, would you promise you'll be mine? I'm not always there when you call.
All right, guys, you're tuning into Blunt Talk TV. It's your girl, Yo Cali.
It's your girl, Killa Cam.
Yo, it's Sai.
All right, you tuned into the 90s edition of the show. So this show, we're talking about our favorite snacks, our favorite TV shows, and our favorite movies of the 90s. I'm a 93 baby, so to me, I was all about the fun love. I was always about getting out here, like, living life and being free. So I think my 90s, in a nutshell, if I had to, like, recap before you guys, was just, like, really fun. and very youthful. I remember watching a lot of cartoons. I remember watching a lot of cartoon movies. So that was pretty much my 90s. What about you, Cam?
So basically, I was born in 94. and a recap of my 90s would... I'm just gonna say it was lit. It was, lack of better terms. We had some really good movies, really good music, really good snacks, food. people don't ever say, oh my God, I want to throw a 2013 party or a 50s party. They want a 90s party. And it's because it's for a reason. The 90s music, movies, attire, like the whole vibe of the 90s was, well, is what people are still seeking to this day, which is why a lot of things get sampled and brought back up. So yeah, that's why I fuck with the 90s. What about you?
Well, I was born in 95, and my 90s was about the snacks and the food, because the movies was lit, but the snacks, even though they got some of the same snacks now, a lot of them they discontinued. A lot of the drinks they discontinued. The tropical Sprites, they don't discontinue. A lot of the Coke Vanillas don't hit the same. I said earlier, the cereal don't hit the same.
Mountain Dew. The Voltage.
I mean, that's the only good one at this point. Because the rest of them is just tasting like antifreeze. And I just can't do it. So I just feel like the snacks hit different. And a lot of the movies, I feel like, had more, I don't know, depth to them. Like, and a lot of more character growth. Like, they would act one way in the beginning of the movie, and by the, towards the end of the movie, you'll see either why they act that way, or maybe they might have changed their ways, but you won't get to know them, that person more so. And now, movies just rush the whole through the movie to, you know, show you some action. And that's it.
You have a point there. Even out of all the movies that we've listed, there is a really good character growth in, yeah, like, every last movie. Movies nowadays are, like you said, just rushed and thrown together. They're not original, because a lot of things are recreated. And then even when they're recreated, they're not put together well. And this is probably why I'm against a lot of sequels, prequels, all that. Anything that has to do with an old movie, I'm really against it, because it's like they don't have the same sauce that they used back in the day. So I definitely agree with that.
For me, the 90s movies were like, I guess Pixar and like Disney movies and, Nickelodeon movies. So Inspector Gadget with all his like toys and things. That was cool. I loved his car cause it spat out Skittles, and Skittles was my favorite candy. I think like Wendy was the coolest thing.
Rugrats in Paris.
I'm talking like the old one.
Yeah.
The old one.
Oh, yeah, the original one.
Ninja Turtles. I love Ninja Turtles. I was thinking about the other one. What's the other detective girl?
Nancy Drew?
Not Nancy Drew, but the one with the notebook. I gotta think of her name. I'll come back to that. But there's another, like, I was into like those type of, like, I don't know. I wanted to be
detective with a
notebook. She was this like girl detective, and she's like just spied on people in her neighborhood and wrote it all down in a journal, and like she was Harriet the Spy. That's what it was called.
Harriet the Spy.
It was like a Nickelodeon movie. It was one of those Nickelodeon movies that I just liked. Like I just like, and I was a big Disney person. Like I love the Disney princesses. Those were always like in my childhood. But I don't know. I was a, like, you know how like nowadays every child has like that show that comes on at 5 o'clock, like. Now it's like We Bear Bears. Back then, right, that's a show that they watch. Oh, wow. Now, like, I mean, back then when it was like me, if like Ed and Eddie came on, or if like Rugrats came on at a certain time, I was in the house at that time period, and then I came outside
it's
to go
funny
play
you
outside.
Ed and Eddie, because I was watching that earlier.
Classics.
Wow.
How was that watching it?
Cartoon Network.
I don't have cable, so
I don't have cable either in my room. Fuck cable. But I mean,
and then remember,
I'm not paying for that shit.
You know, now
Netflix, I got YouTube. So if you go on YouTube, you know what I mean? I'll be looking up. I'm about to put y'all on. If y'all go on YouTube, you could look up, like, Ed and Eddie Live, and then they be having, like, a marathon of Ed and Eddie episodes.
But you know what's crazy? I do that with That's So Raven. YouTube has it all because I watch.
That's what I'm saying.
That's So Raven, 101. I be watching like Girlfriends and stuff. Like I watch everything on YouTube.
And
they have
like a continuous marathon with like no commercials. And like sometimes they be cutting like the intros. Like yes. And then maybe I was watching it earlier and it was cutting the intros out. So it would just go straight to the part where it would announce the name of the episode and then play it. Like, I be watching Rick and Morty on that shit. I don't watch Forces, Home for Imaginary Friends.
I love it. Yeah, definitely. And then it's great because a lot of streaming services are coming back with the show. So, like you said, we watched Space Jam on Hulu. I definitely, as soon as I saw Space Jam, I was like, yeah, this is it. I wish Netflix would kind of like get in the groove of, you know, the old shows.
And bring them back.
Yeah.
They brought back a different world. And then, like, I love how Nickelodeon brought back all the cartoons. So, like, what was it? Like, Ren and Stimpy, they brought that back. They brought Cat Dog back. They brought Rugrats back. Oh, like, at late night. Like, after a while.
No,
like,
put it on straight. Look, this era is about streaming sites. Put it on Hulu. I would be willing to pay that $10 a month. If Hey Arnold, Rugrats, Recess, I mean, Wild Thornberries, if that stuff was on there, even some good old 90 movies, it's like, they put the trash ones on there.
They put Sandlot on there.
I don't watch Sandlot.
Listen, Sandlot's a good one.
That's like asking.
101 Dalmatians was on there.
Who likes it?
They put, what?
All of the Fridays is on Netflix, so check that out. You know what I mean? Yeah, I've been watching
Listen,
that.
That's, like, the first week that it was on there, I think that's all I watched.
Like, three times, I ain't gonna lie. I watched all three of them, crazy. Like, three times. Like, no, just in case they feel like, you know, taking it off tomorrow. Nah,
dead ass. It is crazy that he says that because I watched Friday After Next like so many times in 1 week. My boyfriend was like, didn't you just watch that? I was like, yeah, so. It never gets old. So I'm going to keep watching it, okay? Because it's like the first time I watched it.
So if you had a combo of like snack to like movie or snack to show, what would it be? Like for me, it would be like Doritos and like those kangaroos and like sweet shit, like sweet like Debbie cakes and stuff. And I like the Wild Thornberries movie. I like all of the Rugrats movie except the first one a little bit because the monkeys freaked me out. But the song was cute.
The monkeys was lit.
No, the monkeys freaked me out because I thought they were gonna hurt Dill.
That scared me to this day.
Even though I know they aren't, but it still freaks me out. Like low key, I ain't with that.
I wasn't with it. You know,
because I was like, they better not kill this baby, bro.
No, Nickelodeon, like, come on, he just got here. Okay.
I mean, for me, back in, like I said, Barrel Juices, or, you know, wait, what was the Kool-Aid jam, like the Kool-Aid jammers with the little twist top? You take it off.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You, like, suck them out. The little, it was like in a wax, it was like a plastic
wax
thing.
Yes, yeah. it was like six came in a pack. So those were my favorite. With
it
the,
actually be buying the same a lot.
Facts, yo. And then with the 3D chips, yo, the 3D
I try to look for those.
Flaming, yeah, no, they're discontinued.
They're still gone.
Gone, man. Those were so good. So the 3D Flaming Hots, specifically the Flaming Hots, and then probably a good chick flick. I was a chick flick queen. Wow. I love Clueless. 10 Things I Hate About You, She's All That, Jawbreaker, my favorite. So yeah, I was a chick flick kid.
What about you, Keani? What was your like combo, snack food, movie combo, snack
food?
Well,
it was obviously before I was gluten free. So I had a full range of options to choose from. So in the '90s my combo would have either been cereal or some fish sticks.
What?
Because you had that seafood allergy too.
Whoa. I could always eat fish sticks.
Okay.
Because I'm allergic to the shellfish.
Oh.
So I could eat regular fish. I don't like regular fish. It's whatever. I wasn't going to eat shrimp anyway because that shit is, you know, cockroach.
Whoa.
It's the roach of the sea.
And I'm going to still eat it, okay?
It's the roach of the sea.
So on that part, you say cereal, huh?
Yeah, so either cereal or fish sticks was my go-to.
Wait, hold up. But did you ever eat the fish sticks with the green and red ketchup?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
You know, the Shrek ketchup? Edition?
Yes. Huh? It was like that. They had that and they had
red ketchup is regular. It was the green and the purple ketchup.
Yes.
I had both of them. And I used to bust both them shits.
Down, okay? Mm-hmm. Specifically with fish sticks.
What? Exact. Yo, fire. And I would watch movies. And I'm not going to lie, but one movie I used to watch OD in the 90s that used to scare the fuck out of me. Was that Michael Jackson movie, the Thriller movie? when he used to turn into the werewolf.
No, that shit was scary.
And at the end of the movie, he turned into that big-ass gold shit.
Mm-hmm. Nine. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, no. Nah, during that werewolf shit, I used to watch it from around the corner of the wall.
Speaking of,
I watched them.
Speaking of scary movies in the '90s, Candyman and It fucked me up.
I was not a scary movie person. Nope, still not.
I wasn't, and I'm still not. But I got tricked into watching that by my brother. Okay, and when I tell you, it fucked me up as a kid. Candyman, It, Chucky, Loki fucked me up. But then it got funny afterwards.
And I rewatched it again. That shit ain't even scary. But the first time I watched it, I was like four or some shit. Five.
Nine.
And I was just downstairs while my aunt was watching the shit. And, like, they told me to go upstairs. But I was like, no. Like, I'm about to watch this shit.
Nah, I couldn't. The scary movies in the 90s hit different. Well, I would say 80s and 90s because they hit different. It was something about them. It was like, no. Even Scream was scary to me.
Scream was so scary.
That shit was so scary. I don't know. Now it's just like, what the fuck?
I used to dress up as Scream every year for Halloween.
Nah.
I know what you did last summer. Why do you know?
Yo, I know what you did last summer was so good, but I think the second one was better than the first one. Brandy, she killed it. And I'm glad she lived. A black girl living in the end of a black girl and guy, because her and her boyfriend lived. Listen, they don't make them like that no more, okay? We lucky
don't survive.
No, you'd be lucky if a black guy make it to the middle of the movie.
Facts.
But
I love the there was like cute love song. I love movies too from the 90s. Like I love 10 Things I Hate About You. R.I.P. Heath Ledger.
That's that Bay so Forever.
Cute. That was Forever Bay. And then like I know your favorite. Go ahead and tell the people.
Love Jones. Okay, Lorenz Tate and Nia Long. When I tell you that movie, it hits different as an adult. Okay, because with the wordplay, the sexiness, it was just everything. It was like, damn, I want that. Niggas don't act like that anymore. So,
that's a fact. And then, I love Pretty Woman. I loved it. I still love hate because first. I didn't like it at first because I didn't like the fact that she was a prostitute, but I was young and I didn't really understand what that meant. But like as a woman now, I'm like, yes.
Get your man.
Get your man.
Pretty Woman was one of those movies. It was like, besides the fact of her being a prostitute, it was like he saw her for who she was and she saw him for who he was outside of being just the CEO. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I think it was one of those like forbidden loves, like opposite worlds. You know, she got her man in the end. And she didn't even want his money. It was like he offered her the world. She was like, nah, I can't do that. What? Get your man, girl. So yes, I agree. We also had some good black. I think black cinema in the 90s was at its peak, especially with black directors.
Definitely for the 90s.
Spike Lee. What was the guy who did John Singleton? He did Baby Boy. I think he did Poetic Justice. Ooh, y'all, please don't.
I don't know.
Don't cut me up, but I think he did. I really think he did Poetic Justice as well, which is a trash storyline, but I'm sorry. I love it. So,
I think it's cute. I think it's just a perspective. Everything is about just like
I think
the love perspective, the different.
It is definitely a perspective, but I think Love and Basketball is trash. But I think because that movie is also perspective, I think this one is more so you kind of gotta see from the inside out. Mm-hmm. Like I don't like you right now, but then I love you later.
I got to love you. Right? You like you just made me kind of want to love you. Like you just oof, something about you. What about you guys? What do you think your favorite movies or sitcoms or snacks of the 90s were? Let us know. Hit us up on Instagram. Hit us up on Twitter at JustBCLT or follow the hashtag at JustBCLT. And let us know what you think about your favorite like 90s movie and 90s sitcom. Drop your tags, guys.
It's Killer Cam on Instagram with 3 M's and an underscore.
And a spooky sigh.
All right, guys, we're going to kick you to a smooth break, and we're going to come back with a little bit more from the 90s. See you later.
Yeah. sleep, I'ma go off with my friends. Fuck all that shit's creek, hear you calling my name. My estate runs deep, feel it all in my veins. It's the street lights, now I can't go outside. Good kid, back time, more Jekyll and Hyde. Ice pack came home with my left eye swole. Tough guy, not so, he was playing a role. Gunshots make it hard to keep both eyes closed. Say pressure makes diamond, why I feel like cold. Mixing brown with the white, favorite like gold. I ain't had no role models, I ain't got no goals. In the daylight, cross this street, bring barcode. Face don't read, heat off you. They ride high with carful. So the soul now is gon' cost you. Time fly, things change, people like, whoa. Back against the wall, now it's do or die. Sky mile, lift the wing, suicide. Risk it all, stay the same, you decide. Time fly, things change, people like, whoa. Back against the wall, now it's do or die. Sky mile, lift the wing, suicide. Risk it all, stay the same, you decide. I've been driving too fast, man, I think I might crash. Don't wear a seatbelt, so I'ma go through the glass. Life's like a cipher, take a puff, then you pass. I've been stopping drunk, that's why I'm showing my ass. Caught up in a trance, I ain't show up to class. My mama fussing out, I took a car and some cash. And my homie, he down on his last. He might fucking spaz, out here living fast. That's truly all he really knows. We grew up the same, but took different roads. And if a rose don't rise from the concrete, I guess it's still a rose, but nobody knows it. If he can make it out the hood, that's his magnum opus. But the world don't wanna see a nigga focus. Time fly, things change, people lie. Whoa, back against the wall, now it's do or die. Sky mile, lift the wing, suicide. Risk it all, stay the same, you decide. Time fly, things change, people lie. Whoa, back against the wall, now it's do or die. Sky mile, lift the wing, suicide. Risk it all, stay the same, you decide. And I hope that we gon' make it home by morning. This life keeps calling me. Feel like it keeps calling me. And I hope that we gon' make it home by morning. I just gotta find a way. I just need one more day. And I hope that we gon' make it home by morning. This life keeps calling me. Feel like it keeps calling me.
You're tuning into Blunt Talk TV. If you're just now tuning in, just for a small little recap, we started talking about our 90s edition tribute. So we're talking about movies of the 90s, TV shows in the 90s, and our favorite snacks, or just snacks in general from the 90s. As a 93 baby, I remember being, you know, really fun, carefree, and living life. So I had a really childish, I would say, 90s memory. Mm-hmm. And my co-host had, you know, somewhat similar, but very different perspectives on the 90s. Killer Cam, go ahead and tell them what it was.
Yeah, so I think for the 90s,
being born in 94, what's it like? It was
lit, okay? That's all I gotta say. Like I said, people don't want to have 2013 parties. They want to have 90s parties for a reason. Because the vibes in the 90s is just something that people wish they still had. That's it.
That is a fact. And so, kind of going into it again, like, some of the TV shows that I was into, I'm trying to, like, really think, like, a TV show that I wholeheartedly, like, could not live without. I really liked As Told by Ginger. I love, like, the TV shows that had the girl that was melodramatic, mm-hmm. and trying to figure out her life and probably had, like, semi-boy issues, because that was typically me at the time. I didn't really know what life was like.
I like Lil Bear.
Lil Bear was You look like cute. You like Lil Bear.
My son Lil Bear was a boss, you know what I mean? He was the bear of the forest. He told the duck and the goose, oh, yo, we going to go on this side of the forest today, and this is what we going to do. We going to play freeze tag, you know what I mean? This is what we going to do. And what they do, they all followed him, and they all had a good time. So I feel like, you know, I could relate to that. We go outside and have a good time, and, you know.
You felt that wholeheartedly.
I felt wholeheartedly. You know what I mean? Lil Bear was, you know.
So, did you watch Franklin?
I did watch Franklin. I watched Franklin. That was a good time as well.
Did you watch Arthur?
I watched Arthur. Okay. I also watched Arthur. I had another show, all the animals.
Like, make sure.
I enjoyed, you know what I mean? Because Arthur did, you know what I mean? He did what he did.
He put all on the team.
Wait, hold up. I have always had this question because I was an Arthur kid. What was Arthur?
He's an anteater.
He was an armadillo.
Somebody said he was an aardvark, and I was so confused. And I was like,
what? That nigga's an Arthur, first of all.
I'm done. Anyway, what's an Arthur?
That nigga's an Arthur.
What is Arthur?
A nigga that put on for the team.
Okay.
So, he had my man Buster, who, by the way, don't let the name fool you, because he wasn't the Buster.
Okay.
Buster gave it up. That was Buster and Arthur. That was the duo, the dynamic duo. So.
Ooh, dynamic duos of the 90s. Like, ooh, Ren and Snippy.
Cat dog.
Wait, Arnold and
Gerald.
Yep.
Gerald. This wasn't a duo, but the Rocket Power team.
That was a trio. That was a nice team.
That was nice. Yeah, that was a couple of them.
That was a 5-0.
I mean, like, you could have my uncle and the dad, too.
No.
No,
it was, it was like three boys.
Oh, it was three boys and a girl. Boy.
And the girl.
Okay, so it's like a four.
Phil and Lil, Tommy and Chucky.
Angelica and
we're not including Angelica. She was never part of the team. That bitch just came home.
She had a little doll.
Susie
was invited to the cookout. Angelica just came because she was part of the family.
Cynthia and Susie. I know, but that's her
Susie's
duo.
The black one.
I know, but I'm talking about Susie.
I fuck with Susie, but you never really seen Susie because her mom had that ass on a lot. No, keep your ass in the crib. You ain't fucking with them people over there. They over there bugging. Susie had that ass on a lot. Her mom, what? She was not playing that.
Listen,
there was never a nighttime episode. They were, you know, they went on nighttime adventures, but Susie wasn't.
Susie
there.
Was never around. But
Susie had
true.
No.
Her mom was like, nah, get your ass in the house.
This is not the a trio, a duo, but a trio. Powerpuff Girls.
I wasn't a Powerpuff Girl fan.
They were a nice little trio.
But they were a lit trio. I heard them. They used to kick Mojo Jojo's ass.
You didn't
I
watch did. That?
No, I wasn't. I was not a Cartoon Network kid.
Did Johnny
I was a
Bravo have a trio?
Nah, he was solo.
Johnny Bravo, you know, he was a solo guy, but he had a bro. You know what I mean? It wasn't his real brother, but he had a man's. He had glasses. He was a kind of a
SpongeBob and Patrick. Okay, one of the best, most iconic.
The GOAT.
I mean, duos, like...
But you could throw a trio with Nick and Sandy.
Sandy.
Susie.
I was, sorry. But Sandy was lit. But Sandy really didn't fuck with them unless it was on some, like...
I want to do some shit to you. Right. Some weird shit.
But Sandy wasn't with the shit. She's like, I'm not about to chill with y'all and do nothing. We got to get lit or I'm out.
Hey, y'all, but sitcoms, like... What sitcoms did y'all like? Because I know I was a Cosby Show kid. I was a... Although it was ahead of my time, I still liked A Different World. I guess my mom put me on that.
I watched Blue's Clues, but it's not a sitcom. I know.
If you're going ahead of our time, I like The Nanny. But that was my shit.
I'm trying to think sitcom.
Fran's voice is really irritating.
Everything about Fran was amazing.
But I like The Golden Girls.
I would want to say that, but I didn't want to seem like, you know what I mean, with the bushes thing of watching The Golden Girls show. But I watched
it. I watched The Golden Girls.
You know what? Everybody watches
Boy Meets World. Is that considered a sitcom?
Yeah, definitely. With Topanga and what's his name?
Corey and Topanga.
Oh my God. That was like 90s love, hearts.
That was Love and Real Life. Like, that was it. That was
mine.
We can't bring up 90s without Fresh Prince. Like, Uncle Phil and... Dark skin Aunt Viv. I'm gonna put emphasis on that. Dark skin Aunt Viv. What's the shit? And I was really upset that they tried to slot the light skin one in there. Like, we weren't gonna notice.
The same way they, By the way.
Like, no. We noticed. She didn't even have the same charisma. Like, they could have left her out. They could have said she went on the
long. She didn't even dance like that.
Exactly. They could have said she went on an extended vacation or something. Like, nah.
I'm trying to think another, good sitcom that I was into.
You know what I want to bring up? Sitcom hotties of the 90s. It was some fine women in the 90s.
Ashley,
Hillary, Laura from Family Matters, Topanga, Fran.
Yeah, Fran was.
It was, yo, Fran 90s was beauty, okay? I wanted to throw that in there. Shout out to the women of the 90s.
Man of the 90s? Who could you name?
Ooh. Girl from a Different World. She was good. Wait, you said what?
Man of the 90s.
I'm going to go ahead and this
point out. Let me go ahead and speak on this one. Let's talk about it, okay?
Let's talk about it.
We can talk. We can bring up Will Smith, Lawrence Tate, Omar Epps. The guy from the light skin guy from A Different World with the curly hair. It was
even
so many.
With the glasses, Dwayne, he was cute. To me, he was.
Oh, he was cute. So cute. He was such like a nerdy cute. It was like husband cute, not yeah, boyfriend. Like, because when him and Whitley got together, he child.
Got woo. Together.
9-year-old Cam was like, I need that as my husband.
I loved it. Oh my gosh, there was so many good memories from the 90s. Like, I think that's why, like, it's just an era that everyone, like, generally loves to, like, think about and, like, gravitate towards, too. Because there's so many just, like, happy memories that happened from the 90s, and, like, happy memories that we can attribute to the 90s. I just remember it just being really, like I said, fun and like, carefree. I can't remember, like, a sad time in the 90s or, like, a sad time in, like, movie or TV history, like, until 2000. Like,
yeah, that's
it didn't
true.
Get crazy until the 2000s. So I think that's probably why, like, the 90s probably means so much and still does mean so much to us. And that's also why this is a two-part tribute. And the next episode, we're going to talk about the other end of the 90s, which is, like, the music part of the 90s, the style part of the 90s. And again, why the 90s just meant so much to, like, community and everyone else in the world.
Yeah, like I said, the vibe, the whole 90s vibe within itself is literally what people to this day are still seeking. So I think that's why it's a good decade. Out of all, it's one of my favorite. So I'm really excited to definitely get into music style because it has repeated itself multiple
it's
times.
Always repeating itself.
Yeah, I don't think it seems like one era that they can't let go of. Like, we're constantly just reinventing the 90s.
I definitely agree. How many times have 90s music been sampled literally over and over?
Style done. I was watching Clueless the other day, and oh my god, I was thinking about how many like things I've seen just in like this year that was all in Clueless. I'm just like, wow.
You know what?
We really be getting inspiration from these movies, like, from
definitely Clueless, with the plaid skirt sets. I'm definitely ready to get
even
into
now,
that.
Even now, the new, like, sheer nightgown, like, looking button-up tops, like, that's becoming a trend now. Like, I love it.
Yeah, this trend from the 90s is coming back. It's like the sunglasses that sit on the tip of the nose. Those are definitely coming back. So, next week, guys, we're really going to break down that.
I can make my shit on the tip of my nose.
No,
but you know what? The big frame glasses were a 90s thing, though.
But they had, like, flip. If your glasses flipped, then you would be real, like, 90s right now. No, they're, like, the lid.
So, yeah, I'm definitely excited to get into that.
All right, guys. So, to wrap up this episode of the 90s edition, Blunt Talk TV, I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. First and foremost, that was a really, like, I don't know. I really feel good about this episode. I really love the 90s. I'm a 93 baby, so this is like my time. I thrived. I lived. I was alive. Sure, I was like 3, but this is when I was like getting it. I was getting it in this time period. So it's like, period. I love the 90s. And I'm really excited about talking about next week's episode. So tune in next week on Two Dreams Radio. As well, follow the hashtag JustBCLT and follow your girl Yo Kelly at JustB__ or JustBCLT.
And it's your girl Killa Cam, 3 M's_ on Instagram. And I want to shout out Kid Emo for the platform. We fuck with you.
And it's Sai. Follow me on Instagram as Spooky Sai.
And once again, thank you again for Kid Emo for having us. Stay locked, stay tuned, and give us suggestions. If you love what you hear, go ahead and subscribe, give us a great review, and tell your friends. Thank you so much.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.